My four gripes with Apple and why WWDC really matters this year. Mark Vina, Apple, why have you forsaken users like me? I feel like you're beginning to take me for granted. I know that Apple is still one of the most influential tech companies on the planet, and I fully recognize that its products continue to set the bar in industrial design, brand loyalty, and ecosystem integration. But not everything is perfect in Cupertino. Despite Apple's dominance, there are discernible cracks in the experience. Frustrations that longtime users and analysts can't ignore. Not to mention that Samsung recently extracted me from the Apple ecosystem with its new Galaxy S25 Ultra. While Apple continues to lead in many areas, aspects of its ecosystem have begun to show signs of wear. Here are four specific gripes that detail missed opportunities and areas for improvement for Apple in 2025. 1. The Apple Watch feels stagnant. When Apple Watch launched in 2015, it was a bold leap into wearables. But nearly a decade later, the product feels stuck in place. Battery life remains a glaring issue. Most baseline models still need nightly charging, which is a massive problem for a device that needs to be worn on the body and is marketed as a health monitor and sleep tracker. Even in the 2024 Series 9 and SE models, Apple hasn't pushed the battery life boundary forward. Multi-day wear, standard in devices from competitors like Garmin or even budget Fitbit models, remains out of reach. The design language hasn't meaningfully evolved either. While Ultra models added bulk and utility, the mainstream Apple Watch still looks and feels like a product from 5 years ago. The market reflects this fatigue. According to a recent report from Counterpoint Research, global smartwatch shipments fell in 2024. With Apple losing share. The data suggests user enthusiasm is cooling, and Apple hasn't responded with a bold rethinking it once championed. Here's a provocative question. What if Apple treated the watch as a health-first platform instead of just a phone accessory? 2. Apple Intelligence isn't delivering a breakthrough. There were high expectations when Apple announced its push into generative AI, dubbed Apple Intelligence. This point isn't only my opinion. As Apple has been under fire from the media for its sluggish ability to make Apple Intelligence resonate with mainstream consumers. Not to mention that Apple changed the management leadership overseeing this capability within the company. Apple has not identified a standout usage model that resonates with a broad consumer base. There's no ChatGPT moment. Instead, Apple's AI ambitions feel vague and scattered. Features like auto-summarizing messages, writing assistants, or Siri enhancements are interesting but incremental. Saying Apple Intelligence hasn't lit the world on fire may be an understatement. Unlike Microsoft, which integrates AI deeply into the productivity stack, or Google, which is aggressively building Gemini into its services, Apple hasn't identified a killer use case, nor has it clearly positioned Apple Intelligence as a system-wide differentiator. That's problematic. Consumers are increasingly aware of AI, but need to see tangible value. Apple's AI story currently lacks urgency, clarity, and consumer pull. The company needs a proverbial killer app that gets mainstream consumers on board. Remember Lotus 1, 2, 3? The bottom line is that Apple needs to make AI feel indispensable to everyday users, not just a list of background features. 3. The iPhone. Windows experience remains painful in 2025. Cross-platform integration should be seamless. Yet, if you use an iPhone and a Windows 11 PC, it still feels like two worlds that refuse to talk. This issue is, perhaps, my biggest peeve with Apple. Basic tasks like message syncing, photo transfers, and notifications often involve clunky workarounds. There's no true equivalent to iMessage or AirDrop on Windows, even though nearly half of U.S. users run Windows PCs. Yes, Apple and Microsoft have made minor progress. Features like iCloud integration in the Photos app or the recent phone link improvements are a step forward, but they're patchwork solutions, not a cohesive strategy. In contrast, Android users get a far smoother experience with Windows out of the box, thanks to better file sharing, notifications, and cross-app integration. Apple may want to keep its ecosystem closed. However, doing so risks alienating a massive segment of its user base that lives in both the Apple and Microsoft worlds. The question worth asking is whether the walled garden is still a strength or is becoming a liability in a multi-device, multi-brand era. For Apple is behind on foldable phones. Foldables are no longer a niche experiment. Samsung has iterated rapidly. Google, OnePlus, and Huawei are pushing new designs. Even mid-range foldables are entering the mainstream. Yet, Apple still hasn't entered the race. Despite years of rumors, we've seen no tangible movement on a foldable iPhone. There are no prototype previews, no developer hints, and no firm timeline. That's puzzling. While Apple isn't usually the first to enter a category, it usually sets the standard when it does. The lack of any real foldable roadmap raises questions about Apple's willingness to take hardware risks. Some reports suggest Apple is experimenting behind the scenes, but that's not enough. The market is maturing now, and users expect new form factors that offer flexibility, multitasking, and larger screens in compact devices. By waiting too long, Apple risks looking like a follower rather than an innovator. The hard truth is that Apple risks missing a generational hardware shift if it doesn't show leadership here. WWDC 2025, a chance to reset the narrative. Apple still has time to correct its course, and its Worldwide Developers Conference in June is the perfect opportunity. These issues, wearable fatigue, AI uncertainty, cross-platform friction, and form factor hesitation, could be addressed through bold announcements and more precise product direction. Imagine if WWDC delivers a redesigned Apple Watch with multi-day battery life and new health sensors, a more compelling and intuitive Apple Intelligence platform that redefines mobile AI, deeper iPhone, Windows integration that finally removes the friction, a foldable iPhone concept that sets a new design benchmark. Apple is unquestionably capable of all of this. The question is whether it will rethink its product roadmap and move faster. Users are no longer satisfied with just minor updates. They're hungry for fresh ideas, more substantial experiences, and openness. WWDC could either mark a turning point or reinforce the growing perception that Apple is slowly losing its edge. So, the big question is, will Apple rise to the occasion in June? Reproduce with permission. Originally published on Tech News World. Copyright 2025 ECT News Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Nitto Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about the consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Smart Tech Research, like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or has provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Smart Tech Check Podcast. Subscribe to Smart Tech Check Podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen.